Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad, then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Oh my God, we're back. It's 2023.
I realized my life was literally meaningless without Giggly Squad.
These last 2 weeks, I was alone and scared.
I felt like I didn't have, like, the people in my life weren't cutting it in terms of, like, things I had to say.
Craig is right next to her right now. And he's like, boom.
No, I just felt like they weren't. Nobody understands our humor and jokes like the gigglers. So a lot of things were wasted.
That makes me so sad. But that's why I took a trillion notes of things to catch up on. I mean, it's a dopamine hit, this podcast. We are fully addicted. I do have to say we posted our best of episode.
Yeah.
And it was definitely giving, like, that's what I call music. Best of, you know, like,
now 47, like,
yes,
yeah, I got it.
So if you ever need a dopamine hit, listen to that episode, because it was like our favorite moments and it made me cry. It was like, as we go on.
I like forgot you had a bachelorette party and like wedding.
Totally. But you know what, that wasn't the highlight of our year because we're decentering men from our lives.
So true. Well, I was talking specifically about the bachelorette.
Yeah,
but that was good. Okay, what are some things that, like, during the course of the weeks that you were like, I need to talk about this on the pod?
I did have a fun interaction with Andy Cohen.
What was it?
So my friend Matt Friend does impersonations.
Yes, I saw this.
So I put him on my Insta story, and he actually is on the last episode, Burning Hell. We did a full I kind of therapeutically pretended he was Andy Cohen.
Got it.
I was like, Andy, the last time you saw me, I was crying. And I just want to say thank you for the opportunity. And then he was like, who are you? And so we went on Insta story and I was like, Andy Cohen, like, New Year's, maybe next time I could replace Anderson Cooper. I feel like we have good chemistry. And then I was like, do you remember me on Chat Room? You were my boss. And he was like, what was Chat Room? And we're just dying laughing. And then Andy Cohen DMs me.
What'd he say?
And he said, I remember. with a heart.
How sweet.
It's like that dad who like never really noticed you or cared or thought you were
it's
talented.
It's like being a middle child.
Exactly. But then I had a moment. I said, what do I say? What do you say back?
You're always in these situations. Because when I was listening to the Best Of episode, like, I forgot that you called Hailey Bieber my love. And I burst out laughing.
Do you know what the first thing was that came to my mind to call Andy Cohen? My king.
No, you must be stopped.
Like, my king.
We're
thank
taking
you.
Away your cell phone.
I stopped. I stopped. I deleted it. And I just said something like, thank you, hard heart. But I want to know. I wanted you to know that I didn't call him my king.
I feel like there's so much Bravo drama happening. First of all, Jen Shaw, 6.5 years.
Is this what we thought, or is it more or less than you thought?
I thought that she was going to definitely get more. But here's the thing. Anytime someone is sentenced to jail, like, I get anxious. Like, yes, she should go to jail. She scammed everyone's grandma. Like, she should be put in jail. Yeah. But
scamming grandmas is next level, because grandmas are really cute.
No, scamming grandmas is next level. So I just got like, oh my God, I can't believe she's going to jail for 6.5 years.
But Todd Chrisley's going for 12.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
And he took the government's money. Which, she took old people's money.
Right.
Honest, take the government's money all day.
Take the government's money all
oh,
day
no,
because
the government's going to come for us.
They take ours. I just think it's crazy to be doing something illegal and then you're first thought is, I think I'll go on a national television show. Like, yeah. You gotta be deranged.
But that's like when you're in too deep and you're living a fake life that you're like, I might as well enjoy this fake life. Like, do you remember the party she would throw? And she would brag that it was
she
like
she got
hundreds.
Sentenced in New York City and then she threw a 20-person dinner at an Italian restaurant here.
I mean,
like, that's insane.
That's called staying on brand. That's called knowing your brand, staying on it. The thing is, I hate to say it, but I want to see a reality show of Jen Shaw. Everyone was like, she'll get out early because of good behavior. And people were like, have you seen her behavior on Salt Lake City?
I think the next spinoff has to be all the housewives that have mugshots. Like, it should be Ultimate Girls Trip Jail.
In jail.
Like, it's crazy how many have been arrested.
Luann complaining about the food in jail.
It would be Luann, Teresa, Jen Shaw.
Throw Todd in.
Tinsley's been arrested.
Shut up.
It should be everyone that has a mugshot.
Yeah. Throw in Lindsay Lohan.
Just for fun.
Just for fun. Paige, we have to discuss Rinna.
Okay.
I have hot takes.
I would love to hear them.
Do you want to go first?
I do kind of want to go first because I just want to see if my hot take is your hot take. Everybody dislikes her. The show's going to crumble. You need one person on the show that's so nuts and is going to say what everybody else wants to say, but they're like, I can't say that. That's
well, someone argue
nuts.
Like, weren't people not liking Bethany before she left? Kind of.
Yes.
And then
yes.
And then like New York started to fall off, and then people weren't liking Dorinda. They kick off Dorinda.
Yeah.
Where is the franchise now?
Right.
This is what I have to say. Didn't people love Rinna though?
Yeah, people love.
So like,
Jenna.
Yes, she had her bad season. We've all had it.
She had multiple bad seasons, I think.
But the thing is, there's no loyalty. Like, this bitch has been around for 12 years.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's also just great reality TV.
She has two famous daughters, two famous Nepo babies.
Wait, I have so much to say about Nepo babies.
Are you a Nepo baby?
No, but I'm going to have one. Like, everybody is hating on Nepo babies right now, but everyone wants to have a Nepo baby.
Wow. Wow. Like, I mean, I have one, Butter.
Right, that's
Butter
so
is such a Nepo baby. But it's true. It's not the Nepo baby's fault that they're Nepo babies.
It's not their fault.
They have to be aware of their privilege as Nepo babies.
Right. So I think the Nepo babies we know, like, they were born with a leg up in the world. Yeah. Okay.
Why did that sound like a sex position? They had both their legs in the air. One
their
leg
moms
behind their head.
Probably did, you know? So we're going to see a lot of OnlyFans Nepo babies in our lifetime. But, like, I'm not as mad at them as everybody else.
There are struggles to being a Nepo baby, but I'm not mad at it. Do you know who I follow on TikTok who I fucking love?
Who?
Ireland Baldwin.
Yeah. Okay. Nepo baby.
Shaved her head. Iconic.
Yep.
She had the balls. Some people didn't.
Don't give me that.
But she's like really upfront about like the pain she deals with of people. Whenever her dad does something, she has to deal with the wrath of it. And
right.
like the pressures of it all. But then like you have a 5'5 girl, Lily Rose Depp, walking a Chanel show.
Right.
So give or take, Hailey Bieber walks out with a Nepo baby shirt. What do we think?
I loved it.
I made me like her, like my bestie
it's
a little
not
more.
Not only is it funny, it's very self-aware. Like, yeah, she's where she is because she has famous parents.
Yeah, let's not pretend.
The number one thing I hate in this world is when people are born a Nepo baby or born with like privilege to billionaires and they do nothing with it.
Like, see, I think that's iconic.
No, like you're born with a leg up. You could be so much further than everyone else. But when they're like become drug addicts or just like partiers and they don't do anything, like that's what annoys me. Like you could have already been running a company.
But this is the thing. Sometimes they become drug addicts because of the pain of being a Nepo baby.
Oh, cry me a river. I mean, come on.
Tom Hanks was never around growing up. He was always filming. So now he has to have a Jamaican accent.
What an insane human.
I know.
Like, how crazy.
But this is the thing. I think it's iconic to be born into a world that you don't think you belong in. You don't want to be a movie star.
Yeah.
You don't want the fame. You don't want the money. And you become an accountant. I think that...
No, I think that's amazing. Great. And you already own the accounting firm.
True. It's funny because New York Mag did that thing and it went after everyone. It was like, this person's brother's ex's sister was a producer on this children's film.
Yeah. I mean,
and
they went deep.
They went fucking...
They were like, okay.
They
he
reached
was the security
a
guard. I don't think she got the job because of that.
They
Chill
did reach
out.
A little. But I would also argue that Nepo babies, like for example, with sports... It's fucking genetics.
Yes.
Like
I would argue humor is too.
I would definitely argue.
If ours don't walk out like saying jokes, send them back in there to cook because they're not ready. Like,
I think it's a fun conversation and I think it's fun to just be aware.
I also just like saying Nepo baby.
It sounds like a new kind of Tamagotchi. Oh my God, my Nepo baby died again. Did you feed your Nepo baby?
That
I didn't charge
exactly
my Nepo baby.
Oh
my God, thank you, Craig. Craig said what I said was funny and now he's leaving.
You never say that to me. Craig's actually gotten funnier.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Right?
Yeah, it happens.
And I feel like sometimes like he'll say something like and we'll be in a crowd of people and he'll kind of look at me to see if I've laughed.
Yeah.
And like most recently, I feel like he'll look at me and I'll get so pumped. Like, yes, that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Or like
training a clown.
And if I don't laugh, he'll be like, I'm like, that wasn't funny.
I feel like this is abuse.
Yeah, it's bordering it, for sure. But
if it's not funny, you go, get down and give me 20. Take a lap.
I'm making him better. And doesn't everyone want to date someone that makes them better?
He said you're not allowed to coach our kids. That was funny.
Okay, I'm leaving. Bye. I wasn't planning.
Wait, are you letting him wear a backwards hat to the gym?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't have product in my face.
Just go.
Antoine, I saw Craig at the gym without gel in his hair. It was crazy.
Gross. I wrote that in. Imagine I just... Like, hey, can you post some shit about Craig? I mean,
I actually can't follow him. It gives me too much anxiety.
I like it. Like, I like following it just because it's like the rant people.
It's funny until you're in it.
Yeah,
it's
well,
funny
for
until
sure.
you're in it. And except guess who has to deal with your shit? Guess who gets all the questions because they know that I answer my DMs. So I'm fucking.
See, I like seeing stuff about myself that's untrue because I feel like I'm duping everyone. Like I love
conning.
Yeah, I loved being a con man. I loved that people thought Craig and I broke up, and then I would just like post a TikTok at his house redoing his bathroom.
That was really like, iconic.
Iconic.
When they post something that's so untrue, like I was on a ski vacation with Dez when they said that we broke up, and then part of me was like, "Wait, did he break up with me? Is he gonna leave me on this slope alone? Fucking freezing." Am I gonna have to pay for this? skiing's fucking expensive. But then you get defensive because then people are like, did you guys break up? And if you say no, you're like, does that sound like I'm being defensive? And then I started like being like, how do I not sound defensive that we're still together?
People were even messaging me. They're like, whatever, it didn't happen this time, but it will soon. And I'm just like, wait, what is just going on?
But this is the thing. How the internet will like love your relationship, they almost like decide when they're done with you.
Yeah, for sure.
Like they're like, you guys need to break up, and then something will happen that probably isn't even true, and then they'll support you again.
Yeah, or people will just be like, he cheats on her all the time. Like no. Someone texted me the other not texted messaged me the other day, and it was like, I just want to let you know, like, I'm watching your boyfriend. This was like real time. I'm watching your boyfriend cheat on you. And I literally looked to my right of like Craig, like snoring. And I was like, sick. But I wanted to know who dreams. It was so bad that they thought that like it was.
It was a fake account.
No, it was a real account. But they were talking about Austin because they were like, I'm watching him in Vail, Colorado right now talking to a blonde. And I was like, tell him. Good job.
Also, guys, talking to blondes isn't cheating. It's just not good taste, but no, I'm just kidding.
My best friend from high school does get offended because not only do we use her name Stephanie when we talk about like dumb bitch. Yeah. I don't know why we always say Stephanie.
She
is like a natural born baby blonde.
Stephanie, if you're listening, you adorable little baby blonde Stephanie.
And she's like, I think Hannah hates me.
No, it negates itself. Two negatives equal positive. Stephanie, actually, I love Stephanie because
I love
she's
Stephanie.
One of my favorite friends of yours because she's not involved in any of the bullshit.
She's also my friend that like I avoid when I need to be told what the fuck is up, because she is the only person that's like, hello, you're stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be like, I'm not gonna call her for a couple weeks.
I feel like I'll be like, this is good for the plot.
Yeah, you're like
this would be a good episode
of
Giggle Squad.
You say it sneakily. You're like, so what's gonna happen?
But I also she's like childhood friend. I'm the kind of friend where I know with you, if I like straight up tell you something, you're not gonna listen. I have to like plant seeds over time and make it think that it's your idea.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, you have to plot.
Or you run away. You're like a cat.
Yeah, I know. I'm literally. The other night, I was sitting on the couch with Craig, and I like for some reason wasn't talking to him all day because I just like he didn't do anything. Like he genuinely didn't do anything. I just didn't have it in me. Yep. I was just no. He's sitting right here. I'm sitting right here. I like sit up for a second, and then I just like started like nuzzling my head in his shoulder. And in that moment, I was like, I'm a fucking cat. Like I was like, and then I had had enough, and I went back to my spot.
And then you started puking a leaf. And you're like,
and then I was like, sorry, hairball.
What do you think about this caviar, like? Obsession people are having on TikTok. Have you seen it?
Caviar is disgusting.
People are eating it like ice cream at the end of a night.
Yeah, why are they my question is, what are those mini little fucking pancakes that they're eating them with?
Oh.
That's what I want.
Oh, like the little wooden spoon.
It's a pearl spoon that they use, and then they put it on a mini pancake with creme fraiche.
Oh, yes. Like
what
a little
tortilla.
What
are those mini pancakes? Yeah, where do you get those?
You're like, just give me the... It's like what you get at church when they put it on your tongue.
That's what I thought. The host. Like, I'm like, is this pancake blessed?
I just don't I've never, after a long night, been like, I'm craving something fishy and raw.
No, I think caviar is disgusting.
But it's true. It's like, do you like caviar or do you just like creme fraiche with the tortilla?
Or do you like pretending you're rich?
True.
Like, I don't. Even caviar on like deviled eggs. Gross.
The other day, I stopped to get a dollar slice and a Snapple, as one does.
Like a normal person.
And this comedian stopped me and he's like, whoa, I thought you were like doing well.
No. No.
Josh Adam Myers. And I was like, I'm sorry. It is a privilege to eat dollar pizza with a diet peach Snapple.
The 99-cent pizza, it's not even 99 cents anymore.
Now it's like $1.25.
Inflation is some of the best pizza in New York City.
The day, also being rich is not about now you eat different things. Ooh. Being rich is about eating what you want when you want.
You're like, excuse me, sir. I have multiple fake bags in my closet. How many do you have?
Also, I'm going to shit in my fancy toilet in my Lower East Side apartment.
That was just interior designed by a human I hired. So.
And I painted it blue because I can. So
How dare he?
No, literally. Like, I think he expected me to start walking around comedy clubs eating caviar now because I sold out one show.
I was scrolling TikTok the other day, or maybe it was Instagram, whatever. And it was this guy had his profile picture on his dating app was with, I forget who it even was, but like some famous person. And she was like, I'm swiping right because like if he knows her, like I want to hang out with them. Then I was thinking, I wonder if I'm in any of my guy friends' dating app pictures.
For sure.
And I would love to know what picture they picked.
Those sneaky little sneaks. I know I'm in one.
Whose?
Well, Alex Cooper and I, the first time we called her daddy, the producer was like, hey, can I get a selfie with you guys? And all the time, these girls screenshot his Hinge.
Stop. Because
his Hinge is him with us behind him.
I need to know if anyone comes across a man in New York City and I'm in their picture. I want to know.
Yeah. So girlies, keep an eye out for
keep
us.
Keep an eye out.
Because this is my thing. Yeah. A guy's value increases when he has a cool, funny, gorgeous woman in his that's like hanging with him.
Yeah.
So yeah, people could be using you on dating apps.
I just love that whole concept.
Oh my
I don't
God,
know
dating
why.
Apps. I haven't been on them in a minute.
I know. Sometimes I get sad about dating apps because like it is fun to just swipe and see what men look like and like make fun of them in your head.
Or like create a whole entire life with them within 4 seconds in your head and be like, hmm.
We should make a dating app where we like, no, like a dating app profile. And it's just like a catfish that we can like go on and just like.
I feel like you're so toxic. Yeah. Like, wouldn't it be crazy if we just made a dating
app?
Wouldn't
it be crazy
and, like,
if I just downloaded Bumble right now?
Like as a joke? Okay. One thing about Bumble, which we love Bumble. I feel like it's for the type A girlies. The ones who are like, I'm going to take control of my life and I'm going to find a husband right now. And Hinge
is for the girls that made mood boards January 2nd. Let's they made fucking about. Mood boards and they are on Bumble. The Hinge girlies, they don't care. They just want free drinks. They're like, fuck
Wait,
it.
Can we talk about these mood boards?
Yes. Everyone had a vision board. Everyone had a vision board.
I do believe in manifestation, but I also, not to get deep, but everyone, the second it was the new year, was like, what do I want this next year? What do I want? What do I
this
want?
This new year seemed more intense than other new years, right? I was like, wait,
I think because last year we were still thinking about COVID. We were like, thank God we're still alive. Let's be grateful. And then this year everyone's like, I need to get Forbes 30 over 30 next year. I'm going to kill myself. So part of me was like, instead of us getting the new year and being like, what are all the things I need? Like, can we just stop for a second and reflect on like this last year and all this, where you were a year ago, like me and you are so different, I feel like.
Yeah.
Than we were a year ago.
So different.
Like, we're tired.
No, we're still tired. For sure.
Like, we're more tired.
I got drunk at a baby shower on Saturday. And I feel like I wouldn't have done that last year. Like, I feel like last year I wouldn't have even gone to a baby shower. I would have been like, boo.
Was this your friend or Craig's friend?
No, it was one of my girlfriends. I don't know how
was
I
it
got
on purpose?
That I got drunk or that she had a baby?
Both.
Yes, both planned. Both scheduled out. No, she was honestly she's the cutest pregnant person. You can't tell she's pregnant unless she literally turns to the side.
Wow.
Like nothing is swollen. It literally looks like she put a basketball in her shirt.
Sorry, she was, I just like remembered how big like Kim's tongue was when she was pregnant.
I want that to happen to me because just because I want to see what it feels like. Like I want to not be able to talk because everything on my face got swollen.
Speaking of swollen faces, have you seen the?
I don't know what you're going to say, but that would have been hilarious, like, to say, like, some girl we hated that, like, didn't have a swollen face.
Have you seen Stephanie? No, but speaking of swollen faces, have you seen the whole, like, I've known about the fat removal thing for a while.
Yeah.
Bella Hadid.
Yeah.
But I guess Leah Michelle got it.
Mm-hmm.
And now she can read. But people are saying if you get, it's like the fat down
like
here.
Okay.
People get it removed, but then some people are like, oh, it makes you look older because it makes you look gaunt. But then people argue that gaunt. Sorry, was that editorial?
I have no idea what you're saying.
Gaunt is like Patrick, what's good? Really skinny and frail.
Okay.
But then like they're saying heroin chic is in, which is obviously toxic. Yep. We don't support.
No.
And so people are just trying to look. People are saying it ages you.
Yeah, I could see that.
But then.
Because I would assume that it takes. The elasticity in your skin is like being held up by the fat in your skin.
Yes.
So if you take that fat away, yeah, I could see your skin just being like sunken in and then loose.
I'm going to say it right now. If you want to slim your face, get TMJ Botox.
Yes. Which is essentially a similar.
I think I'm going to get it.
I kind of wanted to get it.
Because I wake up, I have like the most powerful clenching jaws in the world, not to brag, humble brag. Like I clench.
And no gag reflex. So you do the math. She's married. I'm not. You get it.
Literally ram it into my ovary. I can't feel a thing. But like I clench so much and I wake up like with a headache.
Yeah.
And actually, I don't think I have a wide jaw at all.
See, I think I kind of have a little bit of a square jaw.
But what's wrong with having a square jaw?
I don't know.
Because if you want to like not have any jaw, then you just become like jawless. How do you eat a sandwich?
Well, where do you get it?
Right, if you clench, you feel that muscle. And
okay, I want
really
you to do it, and I want to see how much it changes your face.
The thing is, I don't think it's going to change it that much. But if you do want to change your face, I would do that over buccal fat
removal. Yeah. Because at least with Botox, you're like, okay, if I hate this in 6 months, it's gone.
I actually want to make an announcement on the pod. I don't want to cry, but I need to take back a lot of stuff I'm saying about plastic surgery.
Oh, my God. Because
bitch is 31 and it's time to go under the knife, okay? No, but I do have to say, I have to apologize.
If you're looking in the mirror and like you don't like what you see, then don't be like you have to get Botox for your TMJ.
I just think it's fucked up of me. As someone who's never had someone like tease for her nose.
Okay.
To tell other girlies who have been teased for their nose.
Right.
To look internally first. Like, I don't know what you've gone through.
Right.
Have I been made fun of my ears before? Yes.
Have you?
What's wrong with your ears? I used to be called elf ears. It's like a whole thing. I grew into them though. Bless. but like.
I'm trying to like look.
I'll show you a pic when I was little. It was pretty aggressive. It was like ruined the mood, you know? Thank you. Everyone was like, okay, the elephant is in the room.
Shh, Hannah can hear us.
But I do think that everyone's going through different experiences. And if there's something that like has really fucked up your confidence that you can't get off your mind, it's like change it. But with these things that are trends, like buckle fat.
Getting your lips massive. I have seen girls that I'm friends with that literally have zero upper lip at all. Or when they smile, you can see all of their gums, who have gotten their lips done that you would never even know. But changes the way they look in like a good way.
Yeah,
in a
but
dramatic
it's still like
way.
Subtle.
Yeah.
So I want the girlies to be subtle.
Yep.
I want us to be editorial.
Okay.
And I don't want us to go through trends. What if next year the trend is chubby cheeks? Right. What you gonna do? Call up your doctor and be like, hey, can you take the fat out of my ass and put it in my cheek?
Sorry, it just made me laugh so hard.
As you guys know, I'm an aunt. I'm an auntie. And Lois is like really cute. Like really, really cute. But I notice everyone keeps congratulating me for being an aunt.
Yeah, and you're like, I've done nothing except exist.
Like, I've literally done nothing. Like, my brother had sex with someone.
So gross.
But it's just so weird. People congratulate me when I'll be on FaceTime and she's so cute. And then she'll be like, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm in an Uber. And I hang up.
Crying babies are so annoying. I'd hang up on that bitch too.
Like, it makes me want to cry. Plus, I have to pay taxes, okay? Like, let's stop. You have someone wipe your own asshole.
It should be me crying, Lois. I don't know what you're upset about.
Seriously.
The thing that I think with people like congratulating you, are they really congratulating you? No. But what else are they going to say?
Wow. They were like, just being nice.
Like, yeah. Like if you're like, oh my God, my brother just had a baby. I'm an aunt. Why did I just say aunt? I'm an aunt. Like, what would I say? Like, oh, thumbs up.
Queen shit. Yeah, like, wait, see, I'm an
Your legacy is going to go on. Like, what did you say other than like, congrats.
It happens to the best of us.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Everyone knows that a woman is always searching for a few things in her life, and one of those things is the perfect t-shirt. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does actually exist, and you can find it at Skims. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. I literally have the short sleeve t-shirt in, I think, every single color because it just is the perfect t-shirt to put on with things. I travel a lot, and it's just so easy to have a sweat set that like always looks good, and then to match it with the perfect t-shirt. I have short sleeve if I'm going to a hot destination. I have long sleeve if I'm going to a cool destination, and my outfit still always looks good and comfy. My personal favorite is the cotton jersey t-shirt. I have the color bone. I have the color onyx. I have the different like bluish gray, all of those colors. I'm obsessed. So shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select Giggly Squad in the drop-down menu that follows. I used to be one of those people that thought I didn't have time to prioritize my wellness, but recently I've been trying to put my health and wellness first, and that's why Alo Moves is just so good. My whole mindset really has changed. The app makes it easy for you to prioritize your wellness and keep it on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and just so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day. And if you're trying to get in a good sweat, then they also have HIIT classes, award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows. But they also have affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and don't get me started on sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code GIGGLY20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code GIGGLY20. alomoves.com, code GIGGLY20. If you haven't been to LA, and I'm actually going this week, and I'm so excited because for the first time, I'm spending more than 24 hours there. I've been going recently, and it's been for like 1 day, 2 days. But this week, I'm going for like a whole 5 days, and I'm so excited because it really is such a lovely place. I mean, the weather is unbeatable. The food and the drink, from top secret pop-ups to rooftop bars all year round, alfresco dining, Los Angeles is really a culinary thrill. Plus, their shopping and their fashion is great, from a dizzy array of styles in one city block to contributing to bold, wildly creative style that gives Los Angeles its own look. And obviously, they have great outdoors and wellness. I love all of their spas. Local farmers markets are so much better in LA. So if you're looking to book a trip, find your spirit guide at discoverla.com. Have you been seeing the Harry, Meghan Markle just crazy headlines, and then like hair, and then William and Kate.
They're like responding.
They're just having, I mean, obviously we
know. A media war.
A media war. Insane. One of the headlines was that Harry thinks that William's hair loss is alarming. And I was just like, wow, let's all take a step back and break this down. There are two siblings fighting. If I'm fighting with my brother in the media, I'm going for the fucking jugular.
That was incredible.
And saying that his hair loss is alarming is so mean.
I know what I'd say about you.
Hannah, that came to your head too quick. What would you say, bitch?
Hannah Burner thinks Paige DeSorbo's orbital bone is alarming.
It's alarming. He, like, the whole article was about how he basically aged so fast and doesn't look like Diana, like doesn't have any similarities to Diana anymore.
It's just petty.
And I was like, okay, that's nutty. Then they released text messages between Kate Middleton and Meghan Markle about Meghan's dresses for like the people in her wedding.
Who's they?
The media. I don't know. Basically, Harry. Harry's got it on lock with Page Six.
Yeah.
William's got Daily Mail on lock. So it's like they're just fighting random headlines.
One of my skills in life is avoiding all of them. Like, I am not interested in it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is they left, like you said, they left England to get away from the, like, limelight. And then I can't stop with the, like, Harry wrote a book. They have like
he got paid $400 million. Talk about a nepo baby.
Wow, that was such a good callback.
King of the nepo babies.
King of the nepo babies. I was, speaking of nepo babies, I was thinking about like how Nick Cannon's daughter's name is Queen. Is that allowed?
He's got 12 nepo babies.
I'm just saying, like, can you, I thought you had to do stuff to become a queen.
I mean, she's going to be put through a lot. She's got 12 siblings to fight with on it's Christmas. Her middle name. She deserves it.
But yeah, they've just been like everywhere. And part of me is like, if the tea's that hot, I don't want you to tell it to me. I want us to figure it out.
Right. It's just like I
don't want it served to me like that. Like, I feel like they're purposely trying to get us to think something. So I don't want it.
Yeah. Like, it's too much. They're doing too much.
Yeah.
To be like, they're the worst. They're the worst. Right. Aren't they the worst?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like in America, it's so different what we think of the royal family in terms of like what people in England think of the royal family.
Yeah.
Like, Harry's giving us all this and we're like, wow, how crazy. But then like we don't really care.
Yeah.
Because it's not in our
country. He's not our monarchy.
Yeah. We're like, okay, cool.
They lost the war to us. We don't give a shit.
Fucking losers.
Why don't you work on your strategy next time?
But I feel like in England, people are losing their goddamn minds.
Are they?
I think so.
We have to visit to see. We have gigglers in London.
Yeah. London town. What are we just going to show up on the streets and be like, what's going on?
You yeah, hand Harry? On the street. Like, have you watched it? Which team are you on?
Yeah, I love that.
Speaking of gigglers, we have, like, I have to do a quick announcement of some famous new gigglers I didn't know were gigglers. Yes. We found out recently that, I don't know if she's a giggler, but she wants to come on Giggly Squad. Lisa Barlow.
She's a giggler.
She's a fan of you.
She literally, I don't think, said, she knows, she's my, like, name. I'm going to bully both of them. No, she literally said, like, yeah, I'm coming on. I don't care what they think.
She That's literally amazing.
Bullied us
okay.
into coming on. So we're definitely
we love that.
We'll have her. In 2023, we will have her on for sure.
Also, I don't think these people, not all of them want to come on, but they listen. Juliette Porter from Siesta Key.
So Juliette Porter, I love Siesta Key, and I've only...
You got me into it.
Yes, and I've only ever watched Siesta Key for Juliette. Like, Juliette is that show, sorry to, like, all the other cast members, but, like, she really is.
Also looks stunning as a brunette.
I would say Juliette has the sauce.
She has the sauce.
Like, you just want to watch
but
her.
But the show, like, also knows she has the sauce. Like, in the promos, it's just, like, her.
I think that Juliette should be taken off of MTV and put on Bravo. Like, I think she needs a different network.
Wow.
But I know Juliette because she's good friends, or I don't know if they're good friends, but they're friends with one of my girlfriends in New York. So that's how we got connected, and we've texted.
Wow.
So she is a full giggler.
Wow. This is called networking. This is Giggly Squad alumni.
Yeah.
It's basically going to an Ivy League school. You just like end up networking.
We basically have girls rushing Giggly.
Then, I don't know if he's a giggler, but I think he is because he follows us both.
Who?
Vinny from Jersey Shore.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Have you texted with him too?
No, I haven't. No, but Vinny, like years ago, I like randomly hired a PR person when I had no business having a PR person. And she did Vinny's PR. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you guys would have to meet. Like, oh my God. Because originally she was like, you and Hannah should do a show with Pauly and Vinny. And I was like, no, we would die. Because I'm so Vinny, I feel like. And you're so Pauly. Yes, D. Yes. Like, I think Vinny's like a Scorpio. So I already know that we would vibe. Because we'd probably like sit on the couch and not talk. Because we wouldn't want to be alone. So that's how I know him. So I don't know if he follows us because of Giggly.
Okay, well, you're being humble. Caitlin Bristow.
I love her.
Is so fucking funny. She went to my show in Nashville.
Yeah.
And she wrote like Giggle Squad instead of Giggly Squad. Yeah. Gigglers got mad.
Yeah. Okay.
But she is a supportive queen and we're obsessed with her. She's so funny.
And her husband is so nice.
Jason, the Couldn't sweetest. Be nicer. And he's a hockey player. Who would have thought?
Who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it?
The first time I ever talked to him, I was like, there's no way, like, this how nice you are. Like, it's dumb how nice you are.
I mean, she's really, like, to fall in love with a man that nice, she's done some work on herself.
Yeah, she deserves that for sure.
Finally. Oh, Sistine and Sophia Stallone.
Yes.
Sorry, why was that so hard
for me
to say?
I don't
know,
did you just have a stroke?
I don't know. There's so many S's in that. I got nervy. So I'm obsessed with them, but I can't even like handle that. So I'm doing.
Wait, I have another thing. I don't know if she's a fan of Giggly Squad, but I know she's a fan of me. Jessica Chastain was on Watch What Happens Live and Andy asked her like, out of all the couples on Bravo, like who do you wish the best? And she was like, I don't care about any of the couples, but I want Paige to thrive. And I was like,
wait, Kate, we're
Jessica. How dare you confuse
Jessica Chastain,
the best redhead actress,
Molly's Game. I have to watch that again
with a reality TV person. She's literally has an Oscar.
Okay, this reminds me. So I'm in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And they say, hey, Kacey Musgraves is coming to the show tonight.
Oh my God, I saw that.
No. This was like insane. So if you haven't listened to Justified or Breadwinner, Kacey Musgraves, it's amazing. We're not like necessarily country girlies, but.
But also, she doesn't give me country vibes. She gives me like.
Country pop.
If Katy Perry wanted to sing a country song, that's the vibe she
and
gives
me. And
she's
also like, she has the sauce.
Yeah, she's got the sauce.
She's. Like her style, her everything. She's won Grammy. She sold out Madison Square Garden.
She's a sauce.
So they tell me that. Now, someone who's been in this town for a bit, someone told me in my LA show that, what's the British lady with a cat who's really famous who dated Pete Davidson? Kate Beckinsale was going to come to my show. I was freaking out. I was so nervous.
No, I would have freaked out.
Do the whole show being like Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
I go in the back and they're like, oh, she couldn't make it. And I'm like, duh!
She heard you didn't have caviar and she was confused.
Her cat had a tummy ache. She couldn't make it.
Wait, I do have to say one thing. I DM'd Jessica Chastain when I... So embarrassing. She didn't respond, but I felt like I had to say, like, oh my God, thanks for liking me.
What'd you say?
I said, hi.
What'd you call her?
I didn't refer to her. I just said hi. I said, hi, saw you on Watch What Happens Live. Thanks for being so sweet. I've been a fan of you forever. My mom and I always think you're the best dressed on every red carpet.
That was really nice.
Thank you.
That was really nice. Maybe one day you'll have a friend like Hailey Bieber, but you don't.
No, that's... literally went. I was like, Hannah's famous friends are
all you're doing is messaging random famous women, being like, so do you like to drink coffee?
I just keep harassing Hailey Bieber. Like, it's so funny, you're a nippo baby. I think it's great.
So Casey, I think she's like not gonna show up. Uh-huh. Like, everyone was all excited. I go, she's not gonna show up. I've done this before. Famous people, they don't do plans.
Right. Is she friends with Kate Beckinsale, or that was just a whole separate thing?
Separate.
Okay.
That was just a separate disappointing story. So she comes in, and she like comes like to see me. Like, she likes my comedy.
I feel like she glows when you see her in person. How literal tall is angel. She?
Tiny. Like, not tiny, tiny, but tiny.
Like 5'4", 5'5"?
5'4".
No, I want to squeeze her.
And like, her skin is like glowing.
Yeah, she is just insane.
Beautiful,
yeah.
Angelic, gorgeous, stunning. And like, she was wearing this cool blue coat. Like, she was just everything you wanted her to be.
Yeah.
She came in and I was like very New York about it. Like, I was like, just like, thanks so much.
Love your work.
Like, cool.
99 cent pizza. Fun. Fuck yeah.
My friend Stuart. Okay, it's kind of sad.
I feel like it always starts with a guy named Stuart.
So it's a girl.
Okay. And she, that's her first name?
Stuart. S-T-W-A-R-T. So cool.
So freaking cool.
So cool. She's this gorgeous redhead comic, Stuart Fullerton. Gorgeous. Sad story. Her friend just passed away.
Okay, sad.
Who was like amazing, and he was a huge fan of Kacey Musgraves.
Stop.
And she goes, Hannah, I think this happened for a reason. And you know, I believe in that shit. And I'm like, yes. He's in this room today. Like, the funeral was like the day before, whatever. So Kacey Musgraves comes in. Everything's chill. We're all saying hi. Stuart gets the balls to say, can we get a photo? Which mm-hmm. I kind of like that she did that. And we got it, and we're about to leave. And Stuart was like, can I tell you something, Kacey? And then she starts pouring her heart out.
Aww.
About like how she believes that her friend is here through her, whatever. And I like can't handle it in the moment. Like, it was just.
You're like, I have to go perform right now.
It was just like so much. So Kacey leaves, and Stuart immediately goes, oh no, I
just
made
up.
We start dying laughing, and she's like, no, Kacey Musgraves hates me now.
Why would you think she hates her?
Well, you know, like, it's a lot to put on someone in just like saying hi. So immediately Stuart's like, I fucked up with Kacey Musgraves.
Kacey Musgraves, I would argue, is like pretty, I would say, would you say A-list? I would say
A-list.
Like, the amount of things people have probably said to her.
She was like, I don't know how she took it. And I'm like, look, people probably come up to her all day saying, like, I listened to this when someone died. Like,
yeah.
And she goes, yeah, and I don't want to, like, I just want to be chill. Like, she was all mad at herself.
Yeah, but she shouldn't be, because, look, if someone came up to us and was like,
you would not be like, oh my god, what the fuck was that? Yeah. You'd be like, oh my god.
You're not walking around being like, fuck that girl and her dead friend. Like,
so it was like, we do the show and we're all just like, that's great. We met Kacey beforehand.
Yeah.
They go, Kacey's outside hanging out. And I was like, what do you mean hanging out? And they're like, she's just outside hanging out. I go out there, and Stuart apparently had gone up to her and was able to be like, hey, I'm sorry about the dead friend thing. And Kacey's boyfriend or fiance was like, yeah, it was kind of a bummer. And they all just start dying laughing. So now she's basically best friends with Kacey Musgraves.
That's amazing.
Yes. So then they're all like hanging out. They
this
like
was
love
in Nashville?
Comedy. Yeah. Nashville's the LA of the
Are
South.
We going to Nashville?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, you go to Nashville, you just see country music stars.
Wow,
everywhere.
Nashville is the LA of the South. I love that.
I did make fun of, those
trolleys.
Trolleys where people are drunk and they're like riding it. I said it was the Soul Cycle of the South.
Yeah, you couldn't pay me.
How are you not puking?
Also, just like, no.
I also heard that you're not actually like pedaling it. Like, it's fake pedaling. Like, it drives itself. And they like make you, I'm like, so you're making me work out.
What? They're tricking you.
Yeah, the whole thing is a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, sounds like it. Did you write B. Bob Ross? Just B. Bob Ross.
Oh, that's my mental health moment.
Just be more like Bob Ross?
Yep.
Wow.
Think about it. Life is art. You cannot look at life in black and whites. Okay. You have to look at like Bob Ross. You're going to make mistakes. And turn that painting into something more beautiful.
Can I tell you something that's going to blow your mind? For my birthday, I made Craig get me the entire easel, art set, canvas, and even the little thing he puts the paint on.
Wait, so your mental health is declining.
Bob Ross set. I said, I need this paint set. He goes, you don't paint. I said, I need the Bob Ross
paint set. Do I need to spell it out for you?
Okay. Bob Ross's head. Little head on everything.
What are the chances you use it?
I've used it once. Yeah.
What'd you paint?
Not anything good. I just... I had no idea what I was doing, but I was like, I want to be one of those girls that like gets up and like is like, I'm going to look, if I wasn't getting the matcha station. So I was like, and now I paint.
No, I mean, I love painting, but that is life.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
You wake and up, you don't know what you're doing, but it's like, going to become something.
Yeah. I'm like, am I a landscape girly or am I like a still fruit girly? Like, I don't know.
Are you a nude male model girly?
Maybe.
Craig's like, what the fuck is this?
My paint set, honey. You got it for me for my birthday. Some guy named Chab and like, what's up?
With a full boner.
Okay. So mental health, be Bob Ross. I get it. I watch the Bob Ross channel all the time.
Oh, I love it. It's so therapeutic.
So therapeutic.
And what does he say when he messes up? He goes, we're going to make it.
That's
okay.
Just make it a happy little cloud.
Yeah.
He gives you like life advice. He's like, just let the brush. Yeah, that tree wanted to be there. Doesn't look right to you? It's right. You're just like, fuck yeah, Bob. Fuck yeah.
Wow, we're starting. This is the new Scientology.
And Bob Ross is like our dead leader. Do you know that you cannot buy a Bob Ross painting?
Why?
Because like his estate is owned by his family and they will not sell any of his paintings. Because I tried to get one for Craig for his birthday and it's not a thing.
Wow. The Nepo babies are running these streets.
Bob Ross's Nepo children are like, nope.
I have wild.
But they could make so much money, I feel like.
I know.
That's a bummer.
Sometimes life is about art and not money, Paige.
I can't believe Casey Musgrave's boyfriend said, yeah, real bummer.
Bummer.
I'm going to start saying that more. Like when someone says something, you just have no idea what to say back. I'm like, it's a bummer.
Bummer. Real bummer on the mood. So Alec Baldwin went on Instagram.
No. I literally, before he came over, I was watching this video. What is he doing? Alec Baldwin went on Instagram and begged everyone to follow his wife to get her to 1 million followers for her birthday. You are Alec Baldwin. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Also, like, as a famous person, it's your literal nightmare to be with someone who just wants clout. So you're basically saying, hey, my wife is exhausting the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Can you please just get her 1 million followers so she can shut up?
I need to know, how many followers does Alec Baldwin have?
Why doesn't he text Hailey Bieber to post her?
Just buy them for her, Alec.
But also, if she cares about it that much, they must have been so mad when she was getting canceled.
So mad, but it's also like, Alec Baldwin Insta. Oh, he only has 2.5.
Yeah, because he's not like posting on Instagram all the time, is he? He kind of is. Alec Baldwin loves Instagram.
He like kind of is. He posted like four separate videos asking people. He even posted a thank you. Many thanks to everyone who helped get my wife to 1 million followers.
Now I can love her. Now she's worthy of
my
love.
No, this is insane. Like, what? I mean, there's Alec Baldwin level,
yeah,
like a famous, and yeah, then me, if someone said to me, I really want 1 million followers, I'd be like, get out of my apartment.
But also imagine, like, if your boyfriend, even as a, like, just to surprise you, was like, get Hannah 10 million followers. I'd be like, that's no.
Immediate
even if ick. I want it, don't tell people I want
if
it.
If Hilaria's not having the ick from Alec right now, it's.
But it's giving, like, is that what you guys care about after all the shit you've been through this year? That's what you care about.
I missed that. I miss when we were like talking about her fake accent. Like, what a fun time of life that was.
When
we're
she's
like,
from Boston.
Anyone see Alec Baldwin's wife? Just how going do
you
nuts?
How do you say I'm from Boston? España, Boston.
Like, that was such a crazy time in pop culture.
Maybe
I feel
she actually
like.
Got followers from that though.
She has over 1 million now.
Well, maybe I need Alec Baldwin as my social media manager.
No, like, is Alec Baldwin PR for
Hyphy? It's just called Alec Baldwin PR, and he goes on all tired, like, hey, Paige just saw us trying to hit a million
followers.
You've
never heard of Giggly Squad. Do me a favor.
Do me a favor.
Just follow it.
Just follow her. She's been annoying the shit out of me. These girls, they like talk about vaginas and dicks. Just follow him.
He is kind of, like, winded in the video.
Yeah, he's a tired man.
It seems like a ransom video.
He's like, look, she's threatening another baby if she doesn't hit a million followers.
That's the other team. Them having like a full-on baseball team. Like,
I want to see their team compete against Nick Cannon's team and see who wins.
Wow.
I mean,
nepo babies, like, just fight to the death.
Oh my God, the Hunger Games, but for nepo babies.
Hailey Baldwin's like the leader. She's like, I volunteer as tribute. Ugh.
So Gabby Union said that she cheated on her first husband and she thought that it was fine to do it because she paid all the bills. That's a wild thing to say.
Kind of fuck with it.
But then it's like, so if you're with a dude who's paying all the bills, he could cheat on you? I mean, it was kind of feminist icon.
Yeah, like, I don't know if...
She's like, look, here's your allowance. I'm going to get... dicked out. Shut the fuck up.
Here's the thing though, I feel like when roles, it's more common for roles to be reversed, where like a guy pays all the bills for a girl, and I feel like there are a lot of situations where the women know their husbands are cheating on them, but they love that lifestyle so much they kind of turn a blind eye.
You're so right.
So, like, why not? Why can't it be the roles reversed where the man's just like, okay, well, I'm going to turn a blind eye because I love this lifestyle.
Wow. I mean, it's almost like you're paying him to just, like, shut up.
Shut the fuck up. If I had a dollar for how many times guys have been like, if you could just shut the fuck up and you can stay.
It's basically like, I mean, you can't get mad at me if I'm letting you live with me.
Yeah.
But the whole point of being with... guys who are broke is
because you have great sex. Exactly. That's the only reason you're with a broke dude.
They need a place to sleep that night.
Yeah, come on.
They need to fuck for food.
Yeah. they're so hungry, like physically, emotionally, you know?
So like, yeah, then what's the point of having it if you want to, I guess maybe just for someone to cuddle with at night, but like body heat?
Yeah, and like poor guys are obsessed with you.
Yeah, until they... take you for granted, right. And then they're on to the next rich girl. You know how it is in these streets.
Poor guys. These leeches. If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes, or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. There are some stories about my mother's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt to tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother's life for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Storyworth makes the process all a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. After that, you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know or be surprised by the stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I know that my mom is going to absolutely love this, and there's always like in my head, I feel like, what am I going going to do with all the pictures in my phone, this is a perfect thing to do with all the pictures in your phone. Families love StoryWorth, and that's why they have more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/giggly. That's StoryWorth.com/giggly to save $10 on your purchase. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry Lashes are in. Bold Eye Looks are in. It could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to give you guys a list. Okay. As we wrap it up, a list of documentaries you need to watch before next episode. So we're on the same page. Mm-hmm. First one is called The Volcano on Netflix. It was so insane. It's about
a volcano?
You sure got it. It's about a volcano. These people who went on vacation to see a volcano on an island.
And it erupted.
Yep.
And they died?
Some of them.
No,
like
where
it was like New Zealand or some shit. It was like an excursion on a cruise. Imagine they're like, oh, let's go see the volcano erupted. Scariest. No. It was the scariest thing I've ever seen. This one was like okay. It was about Miss Cleo on Netflix.
Yeah,
it was okay. It wasn't that great. Orgasm Inc. Everyone has to watch.
Is what's that on?
It's on Netflix. I thought it was gonna be like tips for orgasming, and I was like, if I had a nickel. It's, I just say if I have a
no.
Bummer.
Have you seen that trend on TikTok where it's like, what bits do you always say? We always say, even if it doesn't make sense, if I had a dollar. Like,
sometimes I've said it and no one responds, and I'm just like, you guys get it. Yeah. Anyway, so Orgasm Inc. is about this woman who started a cult, basically just like getting people saying that orgasms are going to fix everything and like force men to like give women fingering orgasms.
Where? When? What was this?
You have to watch it. Orgasm Inc. And she like got off on like controlling people and forcing them to orgasm.
So everyone
No, it's insane.
I don't even get it.
I know, you have to watch. She basically formed this thing about how orgasms like make you so happy, and she taught this like 15-minute orgasm where you like, once they're close to coming, you slow it down again, and she teaches these men how to make women orgasm, and she called them like ohms, orgasm somethings, orgasm meditation.
But it wasn't real.
She called
or
it orgasm I mean, she was calling it orgasm meditation, but it's just like forcing women to get orgasms by men.
So she was just running like a sex cult where everyone was just fucking, and she was like, no, this is for science.
Yes, and sometimes the people, like, they would fight, and she'd be like, you guys need to go do an OM, and they'd be like, but we don't want to, and she's like, do it, and the girl had, like...
And she'd watch them?
Sometimes, or she'd make people do it in front of a whole group.
Oh, my God.
It was freaky. Okay, this is really good on Hulu. The Chippendales documentary.
Okay. Not the show.
Not the show.
Because they made a show, I think.
Not the show.
Okay.
Do the documentary. There's sex. There's murder.
There's murder?
Multiple murders.
Wow.
It is crazy.
Okay.
The Bernie Madoff Netflix documentary is kind of depressing.
Depressing, yeah.
It's slow, but if you're having trouble falling asleep at night, I would put it on.
Okay. Nothing puts me to sleep like racketeering. I don't even know what racketeering
is. I don't know what it is.
But I just wanted to say that word. Like, wait, that's what
Pat, came what's
out.
Racketeering?
What is racketeering?
He's Googling it. I feel like it's something that would put you in jail for tax evasion.
Yeah. I like the word, though.
Racketeering. Yeah. This is the final one that you might like.
Okay.
I was, don't ask how I got there. It's like an old documentary on Amazon Prime about Chiara Ferragni.
Oh my God, I love her. Chiara.
Sorry, Chiara. Yeah. And it's just like a puff piece about like how amazing she is.
Yeah.
But like, it's pretty cool.
She is pretty sick. Like, she really is like the first
She's
ever.
She's like 100 million followers.
Yeah, she was like the first ever influencer.
And she didn't even use Alec Baldwin to get there.
Okay, wait, before we go, I have one show that I think everyone should watch, and it's on Hulu, and it's called Fleischman is in Trouble.
Why'd you like it?
Because it was so different than anything else that, like, other shows that I binge watch.
I love that.
Yeah, it was really good.
Okay, and last housekeeping to start the year. We are going to Durham, North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Charleston, South Carolina. And there's like 30 tickets left between all the shows because they've been releasing some. So if you haven't got it, try to get it.
Yep.
On giggly-squad.com.
It's two shows each city. It's going to be really fun.
We have Houston, Austin, Dallas, Denver, Phoenix, San Diego, Philly, Huntington, Minneapolis.
Not to be confused with all of Nick Cannon's children's names. That's Houston, Dallas.
That's funny.
That's how it sounded.
That's so funny. Gigglers, we missed you so much. Yeah. We love giggling with you.
Thank God this is back.
Talk to you later. Bye.